From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey vowed Monday to completely cleanse Islamic State militants from its border region after a suspected suicide bomber with links to the group killed 54 people, including 22 children, at a Kurdish wedding. Saturday's attack in the southeastern city of Gaziantep is the deadliest in Turkey this year. It was carried out by a suicide bomber aged between 12 and 14. President Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday, adding that initial evidence pointed to the Islamic State. A senior security official said that the device used was the same type as those employed in the July 2015 suicide attack on a border town of Suruk in October 2015 suicide bombing of a pro-Kurdish activist rally in Ankara. Both of those attacks were blamed on the Islamic State. Members of Libya's Eastern Parliament voted on Monday to reject the UN-backed government in the capital of Tripoli, according to a spokesman for the chamber. Abdullah Bilak said 101 deputies had attended the session, with 61 voting against the government of national accord, 39 abstaining, and just one voting in favor. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that talks between the United States and Russia on military cooperation on fighting the Islamic State in Syria are nearing the end, with technical teams meeting this week to discuss the details. Secretary Kerry spoke to a news conference during a visit to Kenya. He says, "We are indeed engaged currently in ongoing conversations." He said it is his hope that they are reaching the end of the discussions. This is VOA News. A powerful typhoon struck near Tokyo Monday, temporarily shutting down a major city airport and grounding more than 500 flights nationwide. Typhoon Mindule made landfall at about 12:30 p.m. local time in Tateyama City, which is about 80 kilometers southeast of Tokyo, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. As of 7 p.m., the storm packed gusts up to 144 kilometers an hour, and according to the public broadcaster NHK, a total of 30 people were injured. Airlines across the country canceled a total of 508 flights, mostly to and from Tokyo's Haneda Airport. China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. China has held several military exercises in surrounding waters since an international arbitration panel last month issued a ruling invalidating China's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea. South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today, despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang is not unusual, but the warning comes at a time of more tensions after the defection of a senior North Korean diplomat, as well as a U.S. plan to place a high-tech missile defense system in South Korea. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the U.S. maybe as long as two more years, with the Gulf Coast states being the most vulnerable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical or semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases, not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to severe birth defect called microcephaly in pregnant women, in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and underdeveloped brains. Auto giant Volkswagen said Monday that it would stop production at six plants in Germany for several days. It comes as a legal dispute with two key suppliers deepened. Around 27,700 workers would have their work hours slashed by the end of the month. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.